dates seem to confirm the fact that king carp varieties produce the largest, or more to the point, the heaviest carp of all when introduced into super-rich fisheries such as Redmire. Although Chris's fish was, in its natural condition, probably lighter than Dick's record, because upon death it was found to be heavily spawn-bound and have diseased ovaries. Nowadays, so many heavyweight carp over 40 and 50 pounds are being caught from gravel pit fisheries up and down the country. What's more, these are coming from fisheries not even dug, so they didn't even exist back in the Redmire days, meaning we have to re-evaluate the platform which causes carp to grow so large. Frankly, just about any lake or pit that is not overstocked, but which is regularly baited with the amount of high-protein boilies and pellets that modern carp anglers use, is capable of throwing up 40-pound-plus carp. This especially applies to fisheries where the occupants receive loose-fed pellets or boilies all year round. Moreover, it is not necessarily only king carp that grow into monsters. Even carp of the original wild strain, given enough food and without severe competition, have the ability to reach weights approaching 70 pounds. The same original wild strain of common carp, originally transported across Europe from Asia by our forefathers, such as those inhabiting Spain's mighty Rio Ebro system, are living proof of this phenomenon. When I first fished the Ebro back in the late 1980s, the entire river was jam-packed full of common carp between 2 and 10 pounds, plus big rudd and roach, tench and southern barbel in the 2 to 5 pounds range. You literally filled a keep net every day. But it was difficult to contact carp much over 10 to 12 pounds. It was, however, great holiday fishing. Meanwhile, below the surface, the Wells catfish stocked by German anglers at Mequinenza in northeastern Spain during the 1970s were slowly making their way up and down river, gorging upon the prolific stocks of carp and barbel. And the rest, as they say, is history. Today, two decades on, every other carp you catch from most areas along the Rio Ebro weighs over 20 pounds. All the lesser fish have simply been eaten by the pussies, which themselves just seem to be getting bigger and bigger. Around 230 to 240 pounds seems to be the species' ceiling weight at present, with 100-pound-plus specimens literally everyday catches. Much of this weight-on syndrome has been helped along by the fact that most catfish anglers today use monstrous amounts of 25mm halibut pellets to pre-bait for the pussies. This has two beneficial side effects. Firstly, it stops the catfish from eating too many carp. Secondly, it allows the bigger carp to grow bigger still on a regular supply of halibut pellet feed, resulting in these original stock wild carp throwing up 40s and 50s on a weekly basis. And remember, this was a strain that was never supposed to grow large. Now, of course, we realise it is simply a matter of a carp having minimal competition combined with a regular, high-protein food source. It really is all about how much food carp can shovel up. As well as this, water temperature will always be a deciding factor. To prove this to yourself, simply put a 2-inch koi or little carp into a tropical aquarium and feed it daily with the thermostat around 80 degrees Fahrenheit. It will literally grow before your very eyes. In addition, still water carp in Britain are now constantly loose-fed throughout half of March, April, May, and half of June due to the abolition of the closed season over a decade ago. That's 3 months extra free food they would not have had, so everything is in their favour to put on more weight. Throughout British fisheries during the past two decades, tench, carp, bream, and especially barbel have each fared similarly, in that their potential record weight has soared to between 30 and 50% larger than what it once was, due to a lack of competition, cormorants having cleared up most of the silver shoal species, and a regular diet of high-protein baits. This is despite our weather patterns experiencing some extreme periods. February 1986 was one of the coldest in living memory, with an average of minus 9 degrees Celsius per day,